New York generally covers the cost of drugs under Medicaid, but prices have been rising lately.
There really has been, in recent years, a number of pretty egregious examples of manufacturers attempting to generate windfall profits out of really high drug prices.
Jason Helgerson is New York's Medicaid director.
And we really sort of struggled along with states all across the country to try to rein in some of those bad practices.
New York already limits how much it spends for all services under Medicaid. That limit goes up each year. Helgerson says that growth is largely eaten up by galloping drug costs. To counter that, the state is capping how much the Medicaid program can increase spending on prescription drugs each year. The drug spending limit is based, in part, on medical inflation. At the moment, the limit would be between 8 and 9% spending growth.
But if we project that we're on path to go over that, it gives us some enhanced powers to basically go in and negotiate with manufacturers to bring down prices.
And the negotiation looks like this. The state will look at which drugs are driving the spending and ask for a discount. If the company doesn't give a discount, Helgerson says a state panel will review the drug and say to the company, here's the rebate you need to give the Medicaid program. If that doesn't work, the state could remove the drug from the list of medications that are automatically paid for. Helgerson says the cap on the growth in drug spending will only affect a small percentage of drugs.
And usually what happens is you have a manufacturer who has a patent for a drug, meaning they're the only ones who make it. They have a period of time where which, because it's the only drug on the market, the only game in town, they have an ability to set the price. And our experience of date has been some manufacturers, not all, have used that window of opportunity to really drive up prices.
That's what the state wants to prevent. But I had another question. Is there a risk that certain drug companies might not serve New York patients because of this cap if they are one of the ones deemed to be the drivers of rising costs, that they might say, you know what, New York will take our business elsewhere?
Well, you know, we are a large state, and the Medicaid program is the largest purchaser of prescription drugs in our state. So that fear has been a fear that people have raised over the years for any efforts by states to negotiate with manufacturers, and really that fear has not ever presented itself.
But he says the panel that sets the mandatory rebates will think about access to prescriptions when they do their review. This is ultimately about negotiating, he says.
What this does do is give us some additional leverage, and with that leverage, the manufacturers will come to the table.
Well, what if drug companies try to make up for lower Medicaid payouts by raising prices on people with employer-based insurance? Helgerson says decisions coming out of the drug review panel will give everyone the same information.
That process will be a public process. So other payers, other purchasers, other insurance companies will be able to see exactly what it is we've done. They'll be able to see the drugs that we've identified. And I think at the end of the day, that they could then use that information in their own negotiations.
Jason Helgerson says New York's new plan to curb the growth in prescription drug spending under Medicaid begins with the current fiscal year. Brett Jaspers, WSKG News.